I know the leagues. I know the teams. I know these players. I know this wonderful game called football.
It's time for Joe O's Value Bet.
Oh, this is when the cream rises to the top. This is when things get hot.
The best plays in football action this week.
Stats, records, rankings, weather. If the goalpost is tilted just a little bit.
Value Bet with Joe O of the Vegas Stats and Information Network.
You can bet your children's, unborn children's, children on these six games.
Value Bet.
This is America's premier sports information program.
Here's Jonathan Hood.
Welcome to Value Bet. Right here on the Under the Hood podcast, I'm Jonathan Hood. Joe O will be with us momentarily. I want you to know about what Joe's doing. You can follow him on Twitter at JoeO670, as well as find out what he's doing at TheAthletic.com. Write a column about gambling, about betting, and what you should look for the NFL and college football there for TheAthletic.com. And also, Early Odds, his podcast. Wherever you find your podcast, look for Early Odds with Joe O. That's where you can find it. He's part of the VSiN family, and we want you to go there and find out what's going on with his podcast, Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski. So let's bring on Joe and let's find out what he thinks of the NFL and college football plays for this weekend. And now Joe Ostrowski joins us here on Value Bet. Hello, Joe.
Value Bet.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Let's find out your thoughts about last week. Boy, there was some interesting numbers there. Maybe the college slate wasn't as interesting, but there were still games to bet. And definitely when you take a look at the NFL, there's some interesting numbers. What stood out most on both sides?
Well, the big storyline last week, you have to go to the NFL because the bettors just got beat up. They were so mean in week number two. People are just getting their bankroll together, getting back in the flow, figuring out where the good teams were, the bad teams, and the underdogs dominated, which means it was a nice week for the books. When we were going to the primetime games on Sunday night, underdogs were 11-3 in week two, and that is always really bad for the bettors. And so then a favorite won and covered with the Cowboys. But guess what? The public was on the Giants. The public was betting the underdog, which they rarely do. So it was very rough. All the parlays and teasers were knocked out. Just a lot of losses across the board. So the books are happy, and us average Joes is looking to bounce back.
All right, it's time for your value bet right here for week two of our segment here. So start off first with the NFL. What are your three plays that stand out to you most for the NFL?
Okay, first let's go to the AFC. We have Denver and Baltimore. The Ravens are favored by 5. And that might be shocking to some. Wait, Denver is 2-0. They look all right. They look like a fraud to me, Hoodie, an absolute fraud. Those two wins came at home against two of the worst teams in the NFL, Seattle and Oakland. And in those two victories, the point differential is +4 after both games at Mile High. And then on the Baltimore side, they're coming off a Thursday night loss to the Bengals, so they have extra time to prepare for this one. And it's funny how I identify head coaches is how do you do off extra rest? Andy Reid, notorious. You just bet on his teams after a bye because they're always going to be prepared. The best record of all the head coaches in the NFL with extra rest, of course, Bill Belichick. Always has a great team. He's going to find everything out about the opponent. The second best winning percentage is John Harbaugh. And Vance Joseph is viewed as a very poor coach in the NFL. So I will take the Ravens off a loss with extra rest. Flacco looking good. By the way, Harbaugh, 19-11-2 against the spread with extra rest. So I'll lay the 5 points. Give me the Ravens -5.
All right. What's your second choice?
Oh, I've got to go to the Rage Against the Machine game, the Battle of Los Angeles, Chargers and Rams. It should be a lot of fun. Yeah. And I think a lot of scoring. So if you like overs, it's a high number, but you'll probably be in it until the very end. So the Rams have been anointed as the best team in the NFL. I really can't argue with that after 2 weeks. But what people are forgetting is it was the Cardinals last week and the Raiders in week one in that late Monday night game. So let's just ease up a little bit. And it is hard to go against the Rams. Very difficult. But scared money don't make money. I'm looking at this Chargers side. The Chargers are really good. You look at net yards per play, and that's a stat that I suggest in the NFL that you look at from week to week. It's a nice gauge, and it brings both offense and defense into account. The Rams and Chargers are number two and number three in the NFL. The Chargers should not be getting 7 points at all. I mean, they're one of the better teams. Just things go awry, usually at the very end. But they're getting a touchdown. And in L.A., I don't think the Rams are going to have some big home field advantage. Give me the Chargers plus 7 as a dog.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. Plus 7 with the Chargers. Well, that's rolling the dice there. I like it. All right. And your third choice for the NFL.
I'm going to go against this again. Let's go to Monday night. Steelers and Bucks in Tampa Bay. Pittsburgh, they're already in a desperate spot in week three based off the way things have started. Now, it's tough to go with Pittsburgh, too, because since Ryan Shazier went down last year, they are 1-7 against the spread. The defense has been lacking. It's a desperate spot this early because coming up next is Baltimore, Atlanta, Cincinnati, then a bye. Hoodie, it's possible that if the Steelers don't win on Monday night, they could be going into week 8 winless. And then you're going against the Ryan Fitzpatrick side with everything going on right there. I mean, the guy's rolling. He's rolling. But it is 2 games. Tampa Bay leading the NFL 8 yards per play, just dominating it. Some context on that. Number one in the NFL last season was New Orleans, their offense. And they were at 6.3 yards per play. So it's going to come down a little bit. I'm thinking the pressure is starting to ratchet up for Tampa Bay. Expectations in Florida all of a sudden. I talked to some people down there. They're going nuts about Fitzmagic. They're like, get Winston out of here. And remember, he's coming off the suspension next week against the Bears. It's Pittsburgh minus one. This is too much value to me. A week ago, it was Pittsburgh minus 4. Give me the Steelers.
Oh, value bet. Minus 1 on the Steelers. A bounce-back game going against Fitzmagic. Oh, that now I'm definitely going to be watching that game very closely now just to see how that works. Because that's so razor-thin. Wow.
He's going to have 4 touchdowns again for the 3rd straight week, probably.
it's just amazing.
Ridiculous. Fitzmagic. I mean, this guy's a journeyman. Get him out of here.
All right, now take a look at your 3 best college plays.
Okay, TCU, Texas. Mm-hmm. Now, Tom Herman has been a disappointment down in Austin. Talk to anyone down there. But here's where he is not a disappointment. Anytime he's an underdog. As an underdog, he's 10-1 against the spread. You just take him anytime, okay? And this is also on the TCU side. They're that road favorite, minus 3. This is a bad spot. I mean, they were preparing and getting up for that Ohio State game for so long, and Patterson is one of the best coaches around. But it's to the point where it's just a blind bet. You just take Tom Herman as a dog. They're at home getting a field goal. Give me Texas plus 3.
Wow. You're really riding the crest of that USC victory, huh?
I guess that
game that they played against USC, you believe Texas can cover. All right, I look forward to seeing that one. All right, what's your second choice?
Okay, let's go to the Big Ten. This is under the lights, Wisconsin and Iowa. The Badgers coming off that disappointing loss to BYU. I was hearing chatter in the offseason about them making the playoff and potentially winning a championship and how there was value in betting in the Badgers. Thankfully, I did not. Now, they are 11-1 against the spread in their last 12 road games. And coming off a loss like that, bettors are naturally going to go, well, I'm going to bet on Wisconsin. There's going to be value on the line, and they're going to be focused this week, get them back on track. That's easy. Give me Wisconsin. And the line is only 3. I'm laying 3 points. I mentioned other lights. At Kinnick Stadium, the focus of the Hawkeyes all week, let's just do what we can to contain Jonathan Taylor. Iowa's tough at home. They are tough. Now, I like Iowa getting the points. Iowa plus 3, I would take a look there. But what I like even more is under 43. I mean, this game's going to set football back. I'm looking at a 10-7 barn burner.
Wow.
It's just typical Big Ten. Hood, this game, I mean, listen, it'll be great if you love defense, but there's a reason you like the SEC. It's even better defense in the SEC, and you get some offense.
Right. So, all right. That's where you go with that. Yeah, it could be bowling shoe ugly for sure in that game there.
Yes.
So
it
what's your third choice for the college football value bets?
All right, can I switch things up and go with a Friday game?
Yes.
All right. You mentioned USC. How difficult they are. I'm sure Chris Black is having fun with that one.
Oh.
They are 0-6 against the spread in their last six games. The heat is on Clay Helton. Frankly, I'm surprised that he's still there at the helm. And then you have Washington State. It's just a tradition with me. I have to take a Mike Leach ride. And on a Friday night, the national TV game, and he's getting 4.5 points.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Wazoo against this Trojans team, which is just reeling already.
Wow, that's strong. I tell you one thing about USC. Because USC football means so much in Los Angeles, Joe, there may not be that type of fan environment or school or student interaction because USC has underachieved. If they lose this game, they're going to lose the fans in USC for sure.
Yeah, we started to notice this a couple of years ago. And you're right. You've spent some time out there and talked to some LA sports fans. And they've always treated the Trojans like their professional team. And now they actually have professional teams, a couple of really good ones. I don't know if there will be a switch. There will be more allegiance to the pro teams. But, yeah, they're really ticked off. I mean, this is USC. They're supposed to be in the championship conversation every single year, and it's been way too long.
Value bets. How's the column going, and how's the early odds going?
Oh, it's going fantastic. I wish I would just stick with my picks that I give on early odds early in the week. I would have had a better week in the NFL last week, but I'll continue to do that. The Athletic Chicago have a new column. It will come out this afternoon. Wait, as a baseball guy, I need your help on something.
Sure.
Because I've got this monster ticket sitting out on Javi Baez as the MVP. Do I have a shot? Is he the favorite right now?
Not the favorite, but you do have a shot. You know why? Because the team's been so up and down. If he played for Boston, you'd have a shot at it. If he was in the American League. But, you know, I think that you have a shot. I don't think that he is the favorite, no.
I'm worried about Yelich. I think Baez and Yelich are 1A and 1B. I need Baez to go on a run and the Cubs to run away with the best record of the National League. That's what I'm thinking.
That's going to be the key in order for you to cash that ticket in. That's all I believe.
A lot of the metrics favor Yelich, which scares me a little bit. That's why.
Value bet with Joe O every week. Thank you, sir.
You got it. Talk to you next week.
And there he is, Joe O with Value Bet right here on the Under the Hood podcast. The executive producer of Value Bet is Felix Reyes and Sean Davis. Thanks so much for joining us. Talk to you next week with another edition of Value Bet with Joe O and Jonathan Hood right here.